JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we check in on the Startup Jamaica Bootcamp. And later we walk down memory lane with our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and then offer a child care tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. During the summer holidays, the Startup Jamaica SUJ team issued a call for applications for its 5-day bootcamp, where young innovators would vie for a chance to qualify for training and mentorship in its accelerator program. This week, 60 young Caribbean entrepreneurs will participate in the camp to develop the basic business and product development tools necessary to build a software-based company. The camp runs from November 9 to 13. Science and Technology Minister Philip Paulwell says the program will provide real opportunities for youth outside of the Jamaican job market.
Presently, the number of Jamaicans participating in global online work is significantly below our potential throughout the Caribbean. Therefore, by addressing barriers to entry, exposing Jamaican youth to the various global platforms for online work, and taking advantage of new opportunities, our youth will have the opportunity to bypass limitations of the national labor market.
The minister cited the vigorous training to be encountered and compared the experience to Silicon Valley. At the end of the boot camp, 15 teams of entrepreneurs will be chosen to move on to the SUJ Incubator program. Following the incubation period, the entrepreneurs will then go through the acceleration component, which seeks to support the businesses developed to increase sales. Startup Jamaica is a public-private partnership involving the government and local and overseas investors. For more information, contact Startup Jamaica at 948-7011 or visit their office at 32.5 Duke Street, Kingston.
Commuters, did you know it is against the law for rural bus operators to pick up passengers along bus routes in the Kingston Metropolitan Transport Region? If caught, these operators can be charged with operating contrary to their licenses under the Public Passenger Transport Act. Make sure you take JUTC buses or the yellow-coded authorized buses within the KMTR. JUTC, your route to excellence.
Under Vision 2030, Jamaica hopes to have increased its ability to cope with natural and man-made hazards, such as hurricanes and earthquakes. It also hopes to reduce the loss of lives and property when these events occur. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
Do you remember the goody? Do you remember what it's called, the goody? It's a country type of fruit, bears on the tree like a breadfruit. When I was a boy, and that's a long time ago, you know, we used to use the goody, pick the goody off the tree and cut it straight in the middle with a saw. You know, what's inside of the goody is not good, it must not be eaten, just in case you come across any. When we cut the goody into two and scrape out what is inside, the goody, we put it out in the sun and make it dry in the sun, but the goody became or becomes a saucer, a drinking bowl, or a plate.
And here is a child care tip. I believe the children are our future. Be sure to monitor what your child watches and listens to. Teach them the importance of edifying themselves with wholesome books, films, and other sources of information. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, the National Health Fund will host a Community Health Day at the Sandy Park Seventh-day Adventist Church on Thursday, November 12 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Residents of Sandy Park Road, Ligony, and surrounding communities are invited to attend and benefit from free health checks for blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, iron in the blood, basic vision checks, and ECG tests for the heart. Counseling will also be provided following your health checks. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.